This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, August 23rd, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. The American Farm Bureau Federation sent a letter to Senate leaders urging that chamber to get moving on a farm bill. Joe Gilson says Farm Bureau members are lamenting the steady decline in commodity prices and the impact it's having on net farm income.
You know, we're hearing from Farm Bureau members from across the country that are losing money on this year's crop. And Congress has a tool to give our members 5 years of certainty. But unfortunately, our members haven't seen much action in the Senate since the release of the competing frameworks earlier this summer.
Initially, farmers were concerned that a lack of new farm policy would result in challenges in securing operating loans for next year. Gilson says lower crop prices now present a more sobering impact on this year's balance sheets.
We make the point that statutory reference prices established in the 2014 Farm Bill have not kept up with the cost of production. You know, we're seeing of the five largest covered commodities this year, they're all losing money, ranging from more than $200 an acre for grain sorghum. Soybeans are losing $45 per acre. Prices for our country's top three crops by acreage, corn, soybeans, and wheat, they've fallen 36, 24, and 35% respectively since their highs. We're not asking all of America to take a 36% pay cut, but that's what's facing our farmers.
Gilson says congressional leaders are shirking their responsibility by not providing updated risk management tools to help farmers navigate the challenging economy.
Congress does have a tool with the five-year farm bill, and you know, there are down cycles in commodity prices, and farmers are used to that. But what they're not used to is the dysfunction that we're seeing in Washington, D.C., and not giving them, you know, the 5 years into the future that they can plan for.
Next on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, former Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos speaks with Lydia Johnson. Bustos says rural voters want progress on broadband and water quality, but also has concerns about renewable energy and farm policy.
What are we going to do with sustainable aviation fuel? What is the future of ethanol when you look at this evolution to electric vehicles? And then the carbon capture that goes along with that. The Biden-Harris administration has these tax credits. Probably the last thing that I hear from our family farmers is making sure that crop insurance, we get that in the, or we keep that in the right place.
Considering the decision before voters, Bustos says farmers should evaluate the differences between the Trump and Biden administrations.
Look at what was happening under the Trump administration from an ag policy perspective, and look at the ag and the farm and the rural policies under the Biden-Harris administration. And I would argue that the policies are better over the last 4 years than they were for the previous 4 years, where there has been investment in rural America. There has been to make sure that there is money there for rural development.
Speaking on his own personal perspective, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told Johnson he believes the Biden White House has been better for rural America.
I think the Biden-Harris administration has established a foundation of investments in rural communities to improve life across the board. The Rescue Plan, the Inflation Reduction Act, the infrastructure law, all of those investments have created a platform, a foundation for real progress. And we've seen this in a rural population now increasing for the first time in quite some time. We're seeing persistent poverty come down in rural communities. So something's working, and the question is whether we want to continue it.
The latest edition of AgriPulse Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.